My breath of life. With my subtle low, I feel relief. My oxygen supply. It's all I really need. Jah is love. He's always there for me. It feels so good to know that I'm alive. I can breathe. This is the Marcia Tolo Show, coming to you each and every Monday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's all about artist interviews with a difference, tackling issues that help create the soundtrack to our lives. Call 416-651-0101. Call 416-651-0101.
Then we'll play the time. Ah, Boba!
Give you a little bit on Women's History Month here in Canada.
What you want and what you
yeah, in 1992, the government of Canada declared October as Women's History Month in Canada to recognize the contributions of women past and present from all walks of life who influenced the development of our nation. And the month of October was chosen to coincide with the anniversary of the Parsons case. And that was a lengthy legal and political effort by five women, which led to Canadian women being officially declared persons on October 18th, 1929. So up until that point, Canadian women, we were not considered persons. And as Nellie McClung, one of the major players in the Parsons case, said, people must know the past to understand the present and face the future. And that is so true. So a brief info on Nellie McClung. Nellie McClung was born in 1873 in Ontario, but her family moved to Manitoba in 1880 as pioneer homesteaders. She was a pioneer teacher, author, social reformer, lecturer, and legislator who lived in the West, which is Manitou, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, and Victoria, until her death in 1951. And Mary Joseph Angelique was a slave who was accused and convicted of starting a 1734 fire that destroyed 46 buildings in Montreal. Although Angelique only confessed to the crime under torture, and the evidence against her was a circumstantial one, she was hanged in June 21st, 1734. So these are the ladies, the five ladies. And so also Laura Secord. Most of us recognize the name Laura Secord, but you probably do not know the story of her heroic trek that saved the British and Canadian forces during the War of 1812. I've heard a little bit of it, but not much. So in the 1870s, women were not allowed to practice medicine. Jenny Trout struggled for inclusion, and her success opened the door for the many Canadian women doctors who followed. So I'm gonna be going over some of the women that made history and that paved the way for us, such as Dr. Roberta Bondar. Maybe most of us knew of her, who became the first Canadian woman astronaut. So when I come back, I'll give you a little bit more. But for now, remember, and it's the month is coming down to a close, but it is the national history of Canadian Women's Month, right? Women's History Month. And remember, you tune into the Marcia A. Tuller Show here on RootsReggaeRadio.ca. And also check us out at on the web. Check out our RootsReggaeRadio.ca website for all, you know, news and happenings. You know, what's happening around town, upcoming events. You know, and also at Up Entertainment, check that out for all the latest information. Okay, and keep it locked right here. Coming up Saturday, October 28th, talk about trendsetters at the Toronto Plaza Hotel. We're going to have, they're celebrating the 70th birthday of Logie. And so, you know, go and support that. Support a good cause. Saturday, October 28th. And it starts at 7:15 at the Toronto Plaza Hotel. And the dress code is formal attire. So, you know, go and show Logie some love. Even though it's just a looping gig, some of us will boast and brag. And those of us who think we're smart, just because we don't have much, that's really not the case at all. It's riches that the flesh can't touch. Some of us won't respect names, some of us won't respect laws. And some of us don't respect. Also coming up at the Toronto Plaza Hotel on November 3rd, we're gonna have the Princess movie premiere. And that's first time in Toronto. We're bringing Nollywood North, okay? And our own Princess was here a couple of weeks ago, just asking for your support, a real-life Princess. And she'll be starring in that movie, The Princess. So come out and support that. With us. We'll be there on the red carpet, and it's gonna be a night to remember. I can tell that I could see all the hard work that's being put in behind the scene. Yes, based on what we have read on your GoFundMe profile, you've been playing rugby for over 10 years. So go ahead and tell the listeners about yourself. Introduce yourself to our audience.
Sure. So my name is Tierra Reynolds. And like you said, I've been playing rugby for over 10 years. I started in high school in one of my last years. The track program was actually canceled, and my science teacher decided to introduce me to rugby. She said it's a great way to stay in shape. I know it's a little bit different from the track world that you're used to, but give it a try, see if you like it. If you do, you can play in the summer with my club team. And if not, you know, at least you had something that kept you fit and healthy for your last few years. I ended up playing one game and instantly fell in love with the sport. And since then, I've just been competing in more and more competitions and at higher levels.
So, I'm going to ask you, like, as a parent, that game seemed very rough and scary to me. What did your parents say when they realized that it was going to be, this is going to be your sport of choice?
My mom was a bit nervous at first, of course, coming home with scrapes and bruises and seeing and hearing some of the injuries that my teammates have had. She was probably more nervous than my dad. But they came to watch a few games. They saw how much I loved the sport and how quickly I picked it up. And they've been the most supportive ever since.
Yeah, your dad probably felt really proud. That's my girl, right?
Yes, yeah. He loves all different sports anyway, so
right.
He was just happy that I was, you know, still playing sports, because that's something that we bond over. So,
what's your parents' background?
They're both Jamaican.
Yeah, so I could imagine, you know, because I would be like, oh, be careful, you know.
So yeah, my mom was like, why are you giving up track for this aggressive sport?
So you have participated in numerous championships. Tell us first what has been your favorite so far, and what is the, just, yeah, you could answer that first. What has been your favorite so far?
Sure. I think my last championship was probably my favorite. I play on a club team in Toronto called the Toronto Saracens, and we just won our championship this summer. We had an undefeated season, and what I loved about it is the amount of new talent that we brought to the team. Some girls had very little experience, and some had decades of experience, and we were able to sort of bring in old school style as well as new school, and we're able to do something really great on the field working together. Also, knowing a lot of those girls for so long, we formed really tight-knit relationships.
Nice.
So it felt like, you know, we were playing as a family, and that was probably what made it the most memorable for me.
So what is some of the preparation that goes into playing the sports and getting ready for championships? And I mean both physical and mental. How do you prepare?
Physically, we're training all the time.
Mm-hmm.
just before my last big World Cup qualifier, I was training 6 days a week. I hired a sprint coach, and we were going there while juggling, you know, working full time. And mentally, it's just having a strong support system. There are days where I really don't feel like going to the gym, or I really feel like having that cheat meal, and I can call my sister, or I can call my parents and tell them that I'm, you know, having a rough day, and they pretty much keep you grounded and tell you, you know, remind you why it is that you're doing what you're doing, and that, you know, in the end, it'll all be worth it. Whether you win or lose, in the end, it'll all be worth it. So to stay strong and positive.
T, do you find women are held at a different standards in this sport than men?
I think that they are, simply because women are seen as docile or less aggressive. And so to be in a sport where you are tackling, where you do see broken bones, where you're covered in bumps and bruises, for a lot of people, they can't wrap their minds around the fact that there are women that play such an aggressive sport. So I think with that being said, they're often shocked to see how aggressive we can get in physical contact, how much we can show discipline on the field. And so I think that for that reason, women are sort of held to you have to work harder in order to be respected in the sports world.
Right. And would you encourage parents to allow their children, especially girls, to take up the sports?
Absolutely. For me, playing rugby has allowed me to travel the world, meet people that I may not have necessarily meet.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowed me to form relationships that are lifelong. It's also taught me discipline and what hard work and drive can achieve. So it's something that I would encourage any girl, if, you know, they're not sure of the sport. It's one of the fastest growing sports. People of all levels play the sport, and I would encourage them to pick it up and see if they like it.
And it's Women's History Month this month. Can you tell us of any women that inspired you? Now, because we're on the topic of girls and women. Like, are there any women that inspire you?
Yes. My biggest inspiration is my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's someone that has sacrificed so much for myself and my sister to be the woman that we are today. She's always told us that we were beautiful, that we can achieve anything that we want, that with hard work you will see good results. And it's that sort of mentality that I think has allowed for both of us to be where we are today. Right. And for me to be, you know, representing Canada is just, it's amazing.
Yes, because that's one of the questions I was going to ask you, Nick. Like, how have you been able to incorporate that inspiration into your life? You've answered that.
Yeah, I mean, even with both my parents, having their constant support and love and encouragement, we want to serve that justice, right, and all the sacrifices that they made for us to be able to go to school and participate in different sports and know that they're going to be in the crowd watching. We owe it to them to do the best that we can and to perform at our absolute best. So that's definitely my inspiration and my drive when I'm on the field.
And in light of some of what happening in the community with young people, what would you say to some of these young people? What advice would you give them? What words of encouragement would you give them?
I think that for me, it would just be that, you know, you're in charge of your own destiny. And a lot of people will paint everyone with the same brush, and they'll say that you are expected to be this person or end up being this way simply because of, you know, the color of your skin or where it is that you grew up or what some of the challenges that you faced. For me, it's never been about that. It's always been to work beyond that, and that, you know, your destiny is in your own hands. So never let anybody tell you that you can't or can't do anything.
Well said, T. And I'm going back to you now, and you have an upcoming tournament, right?
Yes, I do.
And when does that begin?
So the tournament, we fly out November 6th. Mm-hmm. It's the Rugby League World Cup. So it's the first time that Canada has ever been invited to this tournament. Mm-hmm. So our first game is actually the 16th of November against Australia. And we return on December 2nd, so we're there for a full month.
Okay, so tell the listeners how they could help. I know you have your GoFundMe page. Tell the listeners about that.
Sure. So I do have a GoFundMe page. If you visit the website GoFundMe.com, and in the search engine you type in T-T-E-E, last name Thomas, we're taking donations. A lot of sport is not funded, especially for women and especially in rugby. So a lot of us are working full-time, picking up overtime shifts. Some of us are working two jobs. And some of us are still students, having to juggle fundraising and finding enough money financially to play the sport that they love. So this is just a great way for anybody that has what would like to help. Whether it's a small or large donation, all is welcome.
Yes, and I see here you list the expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And also some rugby highlights. Wow, 2012 FISU Canada. What does that stand for?
Yes. So it's the Federation for International Sport. Mm-hmm. It's actually a Spanish term. They call it the Universidad. And it's the second largest sport event next to the Olympics.
Okay.
And it's for university students. So it was great to go there and get to see all the different athletes of all different ages. And it was much like the Olympics, where there were, you know, anything from rugby to basketball to volleyball, swimming, everything was there. It was quite the experience.
Right. And I just want to encourage everybody to go on that GoFundMe page and support T. She's not asking for a lot. So, you know, just go and give them the website again, T.
Sure. The website is GoFundMe.com.
Okay. And then they punch in T.
So in the search engine, yeah, T-E-E, last name Thomas.
So T. Thomas.
Yes.
Okay. And before you go, I want to ask you, you're still a student, right?
I actually just graduated.
Mm-hmm. So when you get back from your championship, I just want you to promise to call us again and update us and update those people who will. I know they'll go and support you. And let us know how you did and keep us in the loop. And is there anything you want to say before you go?
Absolutely. I'll definitely give you guys a call back. And I just want to thank all of the support that we've gotten already. For everyone who was curious about the sport, who had some questions answered, and for all of those that have loved the sport and want to see women in sport improve, we thank you so much for the constant support that we've gotten from families, friends, and fans.
Yes, and I think the government, there should be more support for athletes. I don't think you guys get enough support. And this is something that as a community, as a country, I think we should all join force and try to do something about that, to switch that around, because I believe that sports do contribute to the total, the total, I can't find the word, but I believe it helps young people to find themselves, and it keeps them focused and teaches them discipline and hard work.
Yes.
So I really, hope they'll do more in terms of supporting the athletes, the young athletes, especially women.
Yes, I agree. And the fact that we've been so successful in sport while juggling school and working multiple jobs. Imagine having the funding from the government where we could dedicate 100% of our time to training. We would be unstoppable.
Right. Well, thank you, T, and I wish you all the best. And
thank you.
You meet your GoFundMe goal and surpasses it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My breath of life, with my subtle love I feel relieved. My oxygen supply, it's all I really need. Jah is love, he's always there for me. It feels so good to know that I'm alive. I can breathe. This is the Marcia Tolo Show, coming to you each and every Monday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's all about artist interviews with a difference, tackling issues that help create the soundtrack to our lives. Call 416-651-0101. Call 416-651-0101.